Hi folks, this is Lee Cole, and I am doing one of my favorite things, which I haven't done on this blog yet, which is recording something on Audioboo. In case you don't know what Audioboo is, it's a way of recording short, quote, boos, unquote, recorded stuff, and putting them on your blog. And also at the Audioboo website, the boos kind of work like Twitter in a way. In other words, there's a social component to this. They get voted up and down, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it is incredibly important for bloggers to actually speak to the people that are reading their blog, to their visitors. Your voice has so much more immediacy and so much more information in it, and there's a closeness that you get when you actually talk to someone that you just can't get through writing. So I'm going to start including more audio boos in this blog. Someone emailed me the other day and said that they really enjoyed the blog, and matter of fact, I've had a number of emails, which is pretty cool for such a new blog, that said they really enjoyed it and were just kind of asking me about it. Excuse me. So I thought I would talk about why I'm doing this, what I expect to get out of doing this, and what I expect you to get out of doing this. Why I'm doing this is because I myself made the leap into freelancing a little less than a year ago. I had been teaching mathematics for a number of years. I was making extra money on the side by building websites and selling them and doing all kinds of other internet-related stuff. And last summer I just couldn't go back to work. I had dreamed of freelancing for years, you know, visited websites, read books, etc., etc. One of my favorite books was Peter Bowerman's book. I can't quite place the name, but it's something like the Wealthy Writer, or so, the Well-Fed Writer, or something like that. And it just sort of hit me that, you know, I wasn't getting anywhere financially as a teacher, although I was doing a wonderful job. And I needed more time to myself, and I needed really to, as one of my favorite gurus, Dave Ramsey, says, learn how to kill it and bring it home all by myself. And so that is what freelancing means to me, and that is basically what I'm doing. Has it worked out? Yes, it has worked out actually quite a bit better than I thought it would work out. Am I comfortable freelancing yet? No, I'm not comfortable freelancing yet. What do? I provide local SEO services. I provide search engine services to local Atlanta businesses, and I'm also a copywriter. You know, I'm still on the phone a ton creating business, and I'm still kind of creating that core of satisfied customers, contacts, people who might become customers. This is called nurture marketing, and I'm creating that core of people so that I can market to them over time and get business out of that. It's kind of like farming. Matter of fact, in the real estate business, you call this farming. So I'm still in that phase, but I'm putting food on the table. I'm paying the bills. I'm a little nervous sometimes, you know, because money goes up and down. But I am creating more money already than I earned as a teacher, so that's very, very cool. But anyway, this blog is a very personal blog for me. I'm writing down my thoughts, my feelings, my own, you know, what happens to me as a freelancer, and I want to share that with you. I also want to help you realize your dreams. I want to help you realize your dreams as a freelancer, or if you want to become a freelancer, realize those dreams, or if you are a freelancer but you're struggling, I want to give you some tools that will help you. There are some things that I have that other people, that a lot of other people don't have, a lot of other freelancers don't have. For instance, sales skills. I've been a salesman for quite some time. And before I was a teacher, I was a salesman for about 15 years. So I want to help you with those sales skills, help you with the skills that I have that are making this transition not quite as painful as I thought it would be, so that you can really lead the life that's in your heart. That's almost 5 minutes worth of talking. Audio boos last 5 minutes, so I guess I better be quiet. So let me know what you think about this. Leave me a comment. Have a great day.